The Hussite Wars were one of the most important and complex periods in the history of the medieval kingdom of Bohemia. They were the result of a religious and political crisis in Europe at the beginning of the 15th century. This conflict transformed the kingdom of Bohemia and had a significant impact on European history. In 1415, a council was convened in Constance to overcome the schism in the Catholic Church. Among its participants was the reformer Jan Hus, former rector of the University of Prague. He criticized corruption in the church, particularly simony and the selling of indulgences, as these practices distanced the church from the spiritual needs of the faithful. In the Kingdom of Bohemia, Jan Hus's homeland, the religious crisis was compounded by political problems. The country was part of the Holy Roman Empire, and after the Luxembourg dynasty came to power, Germans increasingly influenced governance, while the Czechs were losing their position in their own land. Hus, therefore, called for church reforms and actively preached them in the Kingdom of Bohemia. Nevertheless, at the Council of Constance, his ideas were rejected. He was condemned for heresy and burned at the stake. Afterward, groups of Hussites, followers of Jan Hus, began to gather in the Kingdom of Bohemia. They called themselves Calixtines or Utraquists, since one of Hus's demands was to allow lay people to receive communion with wine, not just priests, as was then the custom. The Czech king Wenceslaus IV of Luxembourg was initially tolerant of the Hussites, but he also had to consider the views of local nobles, who opposed them. Wenceslaus' half-brother, Sigismund of Luxembourg, king of Germany and Hungary, also influenced the Kingdom of Bohemia. He had previously sought the Czech crown. In 1419, following another dispute with Catholics, the Hussites, led by priest Jan Zelewski and royal guard Jan Žižka, stormed the Prague town hall and threw Catholic officials out the windows, an event known as the First Defenestration of Prague. The news of the event devastated the king's health, and he died 2 weeks later. His crown was to pass to Sigismund of Luxembourg, but the Hussites opposed this and rose up in revolt. After failed negotiations, a faction of Hussites led by Jan Žižka moved to Pilsen. Meanwhile, Hussites across the Kingdom of Bohemia began organizing into military units. These were led by a hetman, from the German Hauptmann, meaning commander. They settled in provincial towns or on hills. They lived under their own laws and religious norms, effectively forming states within a state. In response, Catholics began raising their own forces to fight the Hussites. In November 1419, near the town of Živahošť, Peter of Konopiste tried to crush a Hussite force heading for Prague, but was defeated. Soon after, near Nekmirj, Hussites under Jan Žižka defeated the Catholic army again. This was the first time the Hussites used a new tactic, fortifying themselves with wagons to repel cavalry attacks. Over time, the wagons were reinforced and manned with crossbowmen, pikemen, flail-wielding soldiers, and firearms. These formations were essentially mobile fortresses and extremely difficult to assault. Although this tactic had existed before, it was the Hussites who turned it into a core military strategy. In history, it became known as the Wagenburg, or Wagon Fort. For Polish, Szyk Toborowy. Later, this tactic was adopted by the Ukrainian Cossacks, bringing them many victories. After a three-month siege of Pilsen, Jan Žižka surrendered the city in exchange for safe passage. All the same, Peter of Konopiste's troops pursued the retreating Hussites. Žižka lured them into swamps near Sudomierz and decisively defeated them. He then joined other Hussites on the hill Tabor, from which the name Taborites originates. While fighting raged in the Kingdom of Bohemia, Sigismund gathered an army for a campaign into the region. His ally, Pope Martin V, declared a crusade, the First Crusade against the Hussites. Sigismund raised an army of about 30,000 and marched on Prague. Meanwhile, all Hussite forces mobilized to defend the capital. On the way, they defeated Peter of Konopiste for a third time. After taking Prague, the Hussites elected a supreme commander, or Knavish Sea Hetman, Mikuláš of Hus. In June 1420, Czech noble Oldřich of Rosenberg marched to destroy Tábor. In the Battle of Tábor, Mikuláš defeated him. Jan Žižka took command of the city's defenses. At that time, Sigismund approached the city. His supporters still controlled two castles. Therefore, the German king believed he could easily besiege Prague. To do this, he needed to capture Vítkov Hill. There, in a wooden fortified Hussite camp, Jan Žižka had settled with an army of 7,000 men. The royal forces attacked the Hussite camp and managed to break through its fortifications. Nonetheless, when Hussite reserves came out of Prague and struck from the rear, the crusaders fled. The Hussites pursued the fleeing enemy, inflicting heavy losses. The defeat at Vítkov Hill forced King Sigismund to take the Hussites seriously. The crusaders in his army scattered. Having received the crown from his supporters in Prague, he retreated. In the autumn of that same year, Sigismund attempted once again to capture Prague. This time, he relied on the support of the castle garrisons, but he failed to coordinate with them and suffered another defeat beneath the walls of Vyšehrad. After this, Sigismund withdrew from the Kingdom of Bohemia, and the Hussites began to gain control over Czech lands. While Sigismund made his second attempt to take Prague, Jan Žižka, leading the Táborites, went south. Near Panský Bor, he defeated Oldřich of Rosenberg, a long-standing family rival. Years earlier, Oldřich's father had seized Žižka's family estate. After the victory, the Hussites took control over most of southern Bohemia. In 1421, newly elected Supreme Hetman Jan Žižka launched three campaigns into western Bohemia. During the first, he captured the castle of Krasov, where Bohuslav of Schwamberg was taken prisoner by the Hussites. Schwamberg later switched sides and became one of Žižka's closest allies, eventually leading the Táborites himself 2 years later. In the second campaign, Žižka nearly encountered King Sigismund, who retreated upon hearing of the Hussites' approach. The Hussites then besieged Pilsen, and after receiving a ransom from the townspeople, moved north and captured several royalist towns, including Komutov. During the third campaign, while besieging Rabi Castle, Žižka was wounded and lost his sight. Despite this, he continued to lead the army. His comrades described the battlefield to him, and based on their reports, Žižka gave orders. The Hussites eventually took the castle and executed its defenders. The fortress walls were destroyed in revenge for their commander's injury. In the summer of the same year, 1421, shortly before the campaign against Rabi, Jan Žižka took part in a diet of the Bohemian nobility in Čáslav. There they resolved to deny Sigismund of Luxembourg royal authority and offered the Czech crown to Polish King Władysław II Jagiełło. After his refusal, they turned to Lithuanian Duke Vytautas. Vytautas sent his nephew, Prince Sigismund Korybut of Novhorod-Siversky, with an army of 5,000 to the Kingdom of Bohemia to serve as his regent. The Hussite preacher Jan Želivský seized power in Prague through intrigue. To bolster his authority, he led a campaign to capture the town of Most. Even so, Margrave Frederick the Quarrelsome defeated the Hussites. Želivský fled and lost power. At the end of 1421, he was arrested and executed by the Hussites themselves a year later. In Germany, Sigismund of Luxembourg was considered a poor commander and was blamed for the failure of the anti-Hussite campaign. In the summer of 1421, German princes launched their own crusade to demonstrate how to properly fight the Hussites. Sigismund was supposed to support them by advancing from Hungary. Around 20,000 crusaders, under the command of Elector Louis VII the Bearded, gathered near Kébé and marched on Prague. But they became bogged down while besieging Žatec, which was defended by 6,000 Hussites. Discipline broke down among the crusaders, and knights began plundering the surrounding lands. When they learned of Jan Žižka's approach, most of them fled. The crusade collapsed. While the crusaders were besieging Žatec, Silesian dukes attacked the Hussites from the north. They even managed to defeat the Orobites at the Battle of Petrovitz. But upon hearing of the crusaders' retreat, the Silesians returned home. Sigismund of Luxembourg was late in launching his campaign into the Kingdom of Bohemia. He set out only in the autumn, occupying Moravia along the way and defeating small Hussite forces. In December 1421, near Kutnohora, thanks to betrayal by German townspeople, he managed to surround Jan Žižka and 10,000 Hussites. Even so, Žižka broke out of the encirclement by attacking the royal camp. After this, the royal army did not pursue the Hussites. In January 1422, Žižka, with reinforcements, defeated the royal forces. The Catholics began retreating to Moravia. The pursuing Hussites caught up with and routed them at the Battle of Habry, turning the retreat into a rout. Many knights drowned while trying to cross the frozen Sazava River. Eventually, the Hussites caught up with the royal army again at Niemetsky Brod and defeated them a third time. The town was taken by the Hussites, and a large part of its Catholic population was massacred. After this defeat, Sigismund of Luxembourg never again tried to conquer the Kingdom of Bohemia. In April 1422, Sigismund Korybut arrived in the Kingdom of Bohemia. Along the way, he captured northern Moravia and became the royal governor in the Kingdom of Bohemia. Nevertheless, his authority was mostly nominal, and he had to balance between various Hussite factions. That same year, the Hussites besieged Karlstein Castle, whose garrison remained loyal to Sigismund. Another crusade was organized to support the castle. Even so, the crusaders never reached it and refused to fight the Hussites. As a result, this expedition is sometimes not counted among the official crusades, and Czech history speaks of two Third Crusades against the Hussites. In 1423, Austrian Duke Albert Habsburg intervened in the Hussite Wars. As a dowry from his wife, Elizabeth of Luxembourg, he claimed the right to rule Moravia. Since there were no significant Hussite forces in the region, he quickly captured the Margravate. In response, the Hussites sent troops under Divish Borzek, who defeated the Moravian Catholics near Kromnerzisch. Even so, the reconquest of Moravia by the Hussites took several more years. The Hussite movement was not unified. The provinces were controlled by field armies, while cities formed unions. Historians typically divide the Hussites into radical Taborites, named after the strongest military faction, and moderate Utraquists, or chalice people, who used the general name Hussites. Within the unions and armies, there were many factions aligned with different commanders and preachers. There were even extreme radicals, more like destructive sects, such as the Picards and Adamites. In 1421, Jan Žižka ordered their members burned at the stake. In summer 1422, one of the Prague Hussite commanders, Jan Bezdinka, unsuccessfully attempted to seize power in Prague. Eventually, Jan Žižka grew tired of such politics. In the spring of 1423, he and his followers left the Taborites. After his departure, they were led by Bohuslav of Schwamburg. Žižka moved to eastern Bohemia, where he persuaded most of the Orobites to join him and formed a new Hussite group, the Small or New Tabor. He then began occupying lands. First, he defeated the local magnate Czenyek of Wartenberg, Battle of Horzice, who switched sides six times during the wars. Afterwards, Žižka took Hradec Kralova, which at the time was already garrisoned by Prague forces. In response, the Prague Hussites recalled Divish Borzek to defeat Jan Žižka. Still, Žižka defeated Borzek at the Battle of Strakov Dvor. Thus, the Hussites began fighting each other. The Czechs themselves referred to these conflicts as fratricidal wars. The Prague Hussites allied with Catholics, forming the League of St. Gall to oppose Jan Žižka. However, the famous commander paid no heed. he launched a campaign against royal forces in Moravia. The following year, he defeated the Catholic armies in eastern Bohemia. At that time, he issued his military order, a set of regulations for his troops. Only in the spring did Žižka begin an offensive against the Prague Hussites, first occupying northern Bohemia and then gathering the forces of his supporters. Soon after, Žižka assisted his comrade Jakubek of Žejsovice in seizing power in Žatec. Meanwhile, the League's forces marched against Žižka and even forced him to retreat. While pursuing him, they managed to encircle his army near Kostolets. Yet, the famous Hussite commander broke out of the encirclement, lured his pursuers into his territory, and crushed them at the Battle of Malyshov. Sigismund Korybut returned to the Kingdom of Bohemia in 1424 with an army and began mediating among the Hussites. Jan Žižka, who was stationed near Prague and planning to take the city, agreed to a truce. The Hussites decided to focus on subjugating Moravia. During this campaign, while besieging the castle of Przybyslav, Jan Žižka died of the plague. He went down in history as one of the most talented commanders, a general who never lost a single battle. After his death, his new Tabor troops took the name Siroci, signifying that they were the bereaved children of Jan Žižka. Strife erupted once more among the Hussites. In the spring of 1425, the Taborites, led by Bohuslav of Schwamberg, attempted to seize Prague. In the summer, they defeated the army of the Hussite magnate Meinhard of Hradice at the Battle of Kamenice and tried to plunder his estates. Meanwhile, Hussite enemies abroad began regrouping. Albert of Habsburg started gathering an army for an invasion. In November that year, the Hussite troops, who had recently been fighting among themselves, united and approached the border together. Albert retreated. The Taborites invaded Austria and plundered its northern territories. During this campaign, Bohuslav of Schwamberg was killed. After his death, Prokop the Bald assumed leadership of the Taborites. He earned his nickname because of his shaved head. Later, he was also called the Great for his victories and the Holy for his piety. Formally, Prokop was not titled as a general. On the other hand, he held real power, commanding not only the Taborites, but also the Siroci and other radical Hussites. The Austrian campaign was the first of a series of raiding expeditions that the Hussites themselves called Spanile Jizdi, Glorious Rides. These would soon become the primary activity of the Hussite armies. Pillaging foreign lands proved lucrative. For the Hussites, it was also symbolic revenge against the Crusaders for pillaging the Kingdom of Bohemia in earlier phases of the war. In 1426, the united Hussite forces under the command of Sigismund Korybut set out for northern Bohemia and laid siege to the Catholic town of Ústí nad Labem. To aid the town, the Saxon elector Frederick the Gentle, son of Frederick the Warlike, who had once defeated the Hussites at the Battle of Most, sent his troops. This time, however, the Saxons suffered a crushing defeat at the hands of the united Hussite army. In 1427, the Catholics organized yet another crusade, the Third Anti-Hussite Crusade. The majority of crusaders once again came from the German principalities. The formal leader of the crusade, Cardinal Henry Beaufort, brought with him mercenaries, English longbowmen. Gathering over 25,000 soldiers, the crusaders advanced in two columns. They captured some border towns and became bogged down at the siege of Strebro. Soon, united Hussite forces under Prokop the Bald marched to confront them. The crusaders retreated to Tachov, where they planned to fight. Nevertheless, upon encountering the Hussite vanguard, the crusaders fled the battlefield, without even waiting for the main Hussite army to arrive. After this victory, the Hussites once again fell into internal discord. In 1427, they expelled Sigismund Korybut from the Kingdom of Bohemia. The Siroci, a radical Hussite faction, seized Prague, and an attempted coup by members of the Prague Union sparked a new civil war. Only the following year did the Hussites reconcile and agree to joint military campaigns. At this time, Sigismund Korybut returned to the Kingdom of Bohemia, this time seeking not just the governorship, but the Bohemian crown, relying on his royal lineage. Still, the Hussites did not support his ambitions. Over the next 3 years, various Hussite armies conducted raids into neighboring lands. They invaded Silesia 3 times, defeating local forces repeatedly, and looted the territories. They also invaded Lusatia 2 and Bavaria 2. During their second return from Bavaria, burdened with spoils, the Hussites defeated local forces at the Battle of Satteldorf in 1429. A significant event was the 1430 campaign to Hungary, the lands of their longtime enemy, Sigismund of Luxembourg. Practically all Hussite forces united for the campaign, forming an army of about 10,000 under the command of Sirotzi leader Velik of Brzeznica. The Hussites pillaged Upper Hungary, but met royal troops near Trnava. This time, King Sigismund avoided past mistakes and attacked the Hussites while they were on the march. Despite heavy losses, including their commander, the Hussites repelled the attack and routed the royal army. The following year, the Catholics began preparing another crusade, the Fourth Anti-Hussite Crusade. Even Joan of Arc reportedly considered joining it. King Sigismund also contributed troops, but did not personally participate. With an army of 20,000 under the command of Margrave Frederick I of Brandenburg, the Crusaders invaded the Kingdom of Bohemia. This time, they tried to adopt Hussite war wagon tactics. Nonetheless, near Domažlica, they were intercepted by Hussites led by Prokop the Bald. The Crusaders fled without a fight. The Hussites pursued and destroyed them. These victories brought the Hussites fame across Europe. In 1433, Polish King Władysław III hired them to fight against the Teutonic Order. During the so-called Baltic Campaign, the Hussites won a number of victories. Yet, their raiding campaigns gradually lost momentum as their neighbors learned to fight against the Hussite war wagon tactics. In the campaigns of 1431 to 1434, the Hussites suffered more defeats than victories. These setbacks undermined Hussite power within the Kingdom of Bohemia. In 1433, Catholics in Pilsen revolted. The Hussites besieged the city, but after 10 months, failed to capture it and withdrew. This triggered a near coup within the Taborite ranks, and Prokop the Bald was briefly arrested by his own troops. Catholics hesitated to launch another invasion of the Kingdom of Bohemia, and instead decided to negotiate, despite previous failed attempts. In 1431, the Council of Basel convened in Italy and soon invited a Hussite delegation. Though a new division emerged among the Hussites, moderates, mainly from the Prague and Jatetz-Luni unions and the remnants of the Orobites, favored negotiations. The radical Taborites and Sirotzi wanted to fight to the end. In early 1434, Prague commander Divish Borzek expelled the Taborites and Sirotzi from the city. He soon allied with other moderates and Catholic forces led by Olderzik of Rosenberg. Their joint army marched against the radical Hussites led by Prokop the Bald. The two sides met at the Battle of Lipany. Both armies used the war wagon tactic. Nonetheless, Rosenberg's cavalry broke through the Taborite lines, and the moderate Utraquists, Calixtines, won. Prokop the Bald was killed in battle. The Hussites had defeated the Hussites. Over the next 3 years, the allied Catholic and Utraquist forces continued destroying the Taborites and Sirotzi. The Utraquists resumed negotiations with now Emperor Sigismund of Luxembourg. In 1436, through the Treaty of Basel, Sigismund was recognized as King of the Kingdom of Bohemia, on the condition that he respect the religious freedoms of the Hussites. Thus, the king who never won a battle had won the war. Yet he did not reign for long. He died the next year, and his heir was his son-in-law, Albert of Habsburg. Some Hussites opposed Albert and offered the crown to the 11-year-old Casimir Jagiellon, brother of the Polish king. Austrian and Polish armies entered the kingdom of Bohemia. Albert was unable to defeat his opponents near Tabor, though his ally, Hussite commander Jakobek of Jesowice, was more successful. With the help of German knights, he defeated the Polish army at Zielenica in 1438, despite the presence of Czech Hussites in its ranks. Albert kept the Bohemian crown, but not for long. He died of dysentery the next year while returning from a campaign against the Turks. The new king of Bohemia was Ladislaus I the Posthumous. He was born in Austria after the death of his father, Albert. At that time, two factions struggled for power in the Kingdom of Bohemia. The Catholics, led by Oldrzyk of Rosenberg, and the Hussites, led by Georges of Podjebrady. In 1448, Georges gathered Utraquist forces, dissatisfied with the rising Catholic influence, and seized Prague. In response, the Catholics mustered an army under Rosenberg. Initially, both sides tried to settle peacefully, but talks dragged on and Oldrzyk's health declined. His son, Henry IV of Rosenberg, took command and led the army against Georges of Podjebrady. The two armies met at Rokitsani in 1450. Both employed Hussite war wagon tactics. Georges, a seasoned commander, defeated Henry, who had no prior battlefield experience. Georges of Podjebrady was appointed governor of the Kingdom of Bohemia. He persuaded young Ladislaus Habsburg to come to Prague and named himself his regent. Georges maintained a balance between Utraquists and Catholics, avoiding another war. He even appointed his former rival, Henry IV of Rosenberg, as governor of Silesia. In 1457, when the young king died under mysterious circumstances, Georges of Podjebrady was elected King of the Bohemia in 1458. In 1463, Pope Pius II demanded that Georges ban the Utraquist movement. Georges refused. His successor, Pope Paul II, declared a crusade against the Kingdom of Bohemia. This became known as the Second Hussite War, or the Bohemian-Hungarian War, as only one monarch supported the Pope's call. Matthias Corvinus of Hungary, a former ally of Georges who now sought the Bohemian crown for himself. The war saw mixed outcomes. Matthias defeated Georges' son, Victor of Podjebrady, at the Battle of Veseli nad Morawą, while Georges defeated Matthias at the Battle of Uherski Brod. Matthias was a talented general with a professional mercenary army, including some Czech Hussites, making the war more a dynastic struggle than a religious one. Though the Hungarians never achieved total victory, they managed to seize Moravia and Silesia. After Georges' death in 1471, the Bohemian crown went to Vladislaus II Jagiellon, son of Polish King Casimir IV. Vladislaus pledged to uphold the religious rights granted under Georges' reign. The Bohemian-Hungarian War became a Polish-Hungarian conflict, lasting until the Treaty of Olomouc in 1479, which confirmed Hungary's control over the occupied territories. The two sides agreed that whichever king died first, the other would inherit his crown. That came to pass in 1490, when Matthias Corvinus died, and the Jagiellonian dynasty, having fought for the Bohemian crown, now gained the Hungarian one as well. There were Hussites in Poland, too. In 1439, a petty nobleman, Szpitko of Melsztyn, preached the ideas of Jan Hus. It remains unclear whether his actions were driven by religious conviction or conflict with powerful Bishop Zbigniew Olesznicki. Szpitko gathered 160 supporters, but was defeated and killed in his first battle against the bishop's forces. The Hussite Wars became a turning point in Czech history and a symbol of the end of the Middle Ages. They demonstrated the power of religious and political change, while Hussite battlefield tactics marked the decline of knightly warfare. The struggle for faith and power transformed the Kingdom of Bohemia and foreshadowed the Reformation in Europe.